This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, let me tell you, we are manning the guns in the information war. We're having victory thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I will tell you, we are under sustained attack, not just in the media, but by operations behind the scenes that we'll soon be revealing. There is so much to get to, so much to break down here today. You know, I am rarely ashamed of myself, and I came up here 2 or 3 hours before the broadcast today. I don't normally do that on Sunday. I get ready at home. But it's so much preparation last night and today for this broadcast because I don't normally get up on air and say that I'm ashamed of something I've done. And I don't do it to be self-deprecating. I don't do it as some type of apology stunt. I'm somebody that's very proud of 95% of what I've done in my life. I do it because we need to really all of us think about this so that we're more conscious in our lives when we are especially involved in political operations. And that said, because I've got so much to cover today, at the start of the next segment, I'm just going to briefly get into Steve Bannon. I have a certain arrogance to me, and I don't even know how to quantify it. It's that I'm so anti-infighting and so anti-talking crap behind people's backs and so high road that I refuse to get involved in intrigue and palace intrigue and behind-the-scenes things and just try to project onto people that I've decided they're in the liberty movement, that they're good, when the evidence mounted and mounted and mounted and mounted and mounted and mounted, they were bad. I kind of did with these people that are into The Secret or whatever, you know, the Oprah Winfrey stuff, just saying it's all going to be okay. I got so positive because of interfacing with you, interfacing with my own intent, that I start projecting the positivity. And I can be super negative about the globalists because they admit they're devil-worshipping pedophiles. God, I've got stacks of news on that coming up. I get so focused on the globalists and Hollywood and Orthodox radical Islam and just all this stuff that I intellectually think, well, if I engage in infighting or exposing people that are doing bad in our movement, I'm adding to all this and I'm above it. So just as you can be super low involved in infighting, you can also be even lower not doing it and just ignoring like blinders on. I spent, I'm not going to exaggerate, even though it was my wife and I's first anniversary. She was like, what are you doing? I spent 5 hours yesterday, 5 hours researching, and I spent another good, let's not exaggerate, 4 hours this morning getting a crash course in Stephen Bannon and everything that happened. And I got so angry. I remember saying on air, why didn't Matt Drudge warn us? And I'm not lionizing Matt Drudge. I said the truth. See, because everything that's my North Star is just the truth. My job's easy. Just tell the truth. Even if it hurts me. Why didn't Matt Drudge call and warn me? You know, he come visit me. Why didn't he warn me that Bannon was so horrible and he knew? And I'll be honest, the last 6 months since Drudge started really exposing him, I just never really saw it. I never really paid it. A few times, though, I did see it and was like, oh, whatever. Sure, some of him will. When if somebody really helped the country and only selflessly helped me and proved they really had good discernment, why didn't I, when Matt Drudge rang the alarm bell, and then I remember everything now, the behind-the-scenes stuff and Bannon trying to meet with me and all the weirdness and all the leaks were from him. He was the one undermining like a Sith Lord. He was the one the whole time in there sabotaging Trump. And as soon as he was gone, everything got better and we got the agenda through. And they even had me on air bitching about Kelly and all these other, Jared Kushner, when they were the ones actually helping Trump get the agenda through because Trump's in charge. I mean, it was just like, it's few things that I feel embarrassed about. And I do. And I'm sharing it so we don't make the mistake again.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at. Understand the people whose manufacturing jobs have left, who've been besieged by high crime communities, and who've been affected by a policy of uncontrolled immigration. Those voices, those experiences, don't get covered on this network. That's why. To prove the point. I was booked to talk about the very issues I'm just describing, and you're not even asking about them, because they're not interesting facts to you.
That's not true. I have plenty of questions on immigration. You've attempted to filibuster by talking about your flights.
No, I'm not.
I want to ask you a question. Because
don't be condescending. Jay,
the President and the White House.
The reason why I want to talk about...
The President and the White House.
The reason why I want to talk about... The president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions.
No,
I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Semitic material.
You're
not going to give 3 minutes for the American people to hear the real experience
of
Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being a factotum in order to please him. Okay.
No.
And
I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
As Republicans, lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign, in a major reversal, Democrats are now coming to his defense. What changed? We'll ask the top Democrat.
So that was Jake Tapper panicking this weekend and cutting the White House communications officer, Stephen Miller, off. And I've watched the whole interview. It was riveting to see him march into the devil's palace, right into hell, and stand up against those guys. And in the full clip, he gets into, hey, you're the ones that put out the fake quote that Trump directed General Flynn to meet months before he was even elected with the Russians, knowing it was fake. You're the ones that reported on and on and on and on and on all this fake news. And Tapper didn't want to discuss it. He said, you're not answering our questions. He'd already been there 20 minutes answering all the questions. But they didn't want somebody to stand up for truth. You know that when Larry King left CNN, he had about 8 million viewers a night. At his peak, he had about 20 million. It's one of the hottest shows ever. When Piers Morgan left, he had about 400,000 viewers on a good night. I got there in the middle of it, and he still had about 1.5 million viewers. He had 3 million the night I was on, 4 million the night after that, 5 million, 6 million, and he went up to over 6 million in the week after, but then it imploded because he was like a dying star or a dead cat bouncing. Why, if somebody gave them the best ratings that show ever had, they admitted that in the news. They had the Nielsen ratings out at the end of the year 2013. They said Alex Jones on Piers Morgan was the number one ratings Piers Morgan ever had. They didn't want meth head Hollywood stars. They wanted straight shooting. But I don't need to go on there to get that. We have videos with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million views every week, despite their censorship. The point was, if it was ratings they're looking for, why was I never back? because they don't like the bald face. Hey, I'm calling your curtain. I'm calling your Alice in Wonderland. I'm calling your Wizard of Oz. Toto, pull back the curtain. They don't know what to do when a Stephen Miller marches in. Who, by the way, I've now done my research. I'm just so busy. I haven't focused on King's Court stuff. I did a crash course yesterday and today. Read 200 articles, probably scanned another couple hundred, probably watched 100 videos, okay, or more in the last week. And I figured out Stephen Miller is the guy that Trump likes. We don't know it. Stephen Miller's the guy that wrote the memos that stayed up with Trump 18 hours a day. Bannon was never even there. He's so lazy on whatever he's doing with his body that he never gets seen. He's reclusive, very paranoid. It was Miller that could keep up with Trump when Trump was 70, now 71. It was Miller, 30-something years old. Then I researched Miller, and I remembered Miller. It's not about Miller or even Trump. It's about their path and who they are. And this is a guy in high school that was anti-communist, and he was against the left creating anti-white racism. He's a Jewish guy, but he recognizes race-based stuff. And he comes from a liberal family, and from what I read. But he was like, oh, my God, this is like Nazi, but it's against white people. So they call him a white nationalist because he's a guy that's anti-racist. He sounds like Martin Luther King. They actually listen to Martin Luther King. But that's how far they've come. So here's Stephen Miller on there just telling the truth. And Jake Tapper, I mean, I watched the whole thing like twice. And watch some of it three times. The point was, is that he destroyed him, and Tapper went to break early and didn't know what to do. Because a 31, 32-year-old person who's actually immersed in things and researches everything had every angle of what they were about to try and what they were about to do. And then I began to see it was Miller would transcribe what the president said and say, what about this, sir, and add a point or two. And it was Miller. And what's crazy is, that's what's crazy, is I know Trump isn't word for word copying my talking points. They're just truth. I'm so synced up, it's Miller I've been synced up with, because I can say stuff at the same time I found Miller giving a press conference, and it's the same thing, because it's the truth. You know, you go, as soon as Miller heard about this book, he looks up, okay, who is this Michael Wolff? A known charlatan, known yellow journalism, a guy quoted hundreds of witnesses saying that he manufactures quotes. Okay, well, eyewitnesses and journalistic schools, left and right, say this guy manufactures quotes and is literally a wolf in journalistic clothing and is a total absolute charlatan, and Bannon let him in, blah, blah, blah. And then Miller says the exact same thing, sometimes before me, sometimes after, because if we're looking at the same red fire engine. We're looking at this. See, that's the difference. The globalists, they put out a talking point that says the fire engine's purple, or it's pink, or it's black. No, it's flaming red, and it's the same thing. It's like them saying, Trump's insane, Trump's a failure, Trump's going down. Oh, really? This is out of the Labor Statistics Bureau, ladies and gentlemen. Record black employment. Record white, Hispanic employment. Record stock market. Record thousands of new companies coming back. Zero Hedge was a great job. The story's on InfoWars.com. Number of black people not in labor force reaches all-time high. As with other BLS data, it is amazing how when you change the rules, everything looks better. The BLS reported black unemployment, 6.8 December, at all-time low. It's like 15 points under Obama at one point. That's kind of funny, considering around 40% of working-age black people are not working. These statistics do not include the 2 to 3 million black men sitting in prison. And then it goes over again. Judge a tree by its fruits. And it goes on and on and on. And you know how happy I was when I learned, when my top CPA came in and he said, Alex, Trump has raised taxes on you and me. We're both big libertarian patriots. But he said, doesn't matter. We're all going to be more successful, and so is America. Massive cuts to the middle class and poor. Massive incentives for factories. Massive bonuses coming. Doubling the child credit to help families. This is $13,000 for the average family, not to mention what happens to the economy. My CPA, who's on the board of some major corporations, he estimates that this is going to people that want to work, after you add the tax cut and money, up to $32,000 per family of working men and women. I mean, let me tell you something. Call me a cheeseball. Call me a nerd. Call me an idiot. Call me a mark because I'm not a sociopath. I feel real good promoting something that does that. And to know that my property taxes got jacked up and my state income tax, we don't have in Texas, but they have it under the they have it under the franchise deal, so I do have a property tax. Most people don't. At a certain level, you get it. To know that I'm paying more taxes. I pay 2% less on income tax, but way more on everything else with a $10,000 cap on all state taxes, which I know will then supercharge the economy and make states lower taxes. It's just genius what's just happened. There was some pork and some Christmas tree stuff there under the Christmas tree, but it's just so exciting, ladies and gentlemen, to be alive right now and to see this happening and to know that the globalists want us at each other's throats. They want us poor. They want us dumbed down. And to see Trump delivering like this and to see them panicking so hard. And then, because I don't do research on castle intrigue and the people themselves. Once I did it on Trump, and that was it. I do it on what's happening with the big global picture, the globalist plan, where they're taking us, how we stop that, prosperity, free market, family. But I don't sit there like everybody else does and obsess over, because I already got my big platform. I'm not trying to get into a platform. But then I got played by Bannon and others by just going, oh, Bannon's the nationalist. He's the one defending it. He was the one sabotaging it and leaking everything the whole time. And we now know and understand it. So you learn something every day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of corporate interest crept into the Western world and the third world, the old world as well, with high-tech radio and television and then movies. And people that had never experienced it before fell hook, line, and sinker for the propaganda that was embedded in it. Because at first the propaganda was pretty pro-family, pro-God, pro-sovereignty. They knew how to get you addicted first. But the globalists took the fact that they had America under a spell for the fact that they had intimidated America. Or the human spirit, whether you're in Mexico or South Africa or Germany or Japan, it doesn't matter. And because they're cowards, they're scumbags. So they think you're operating according to fear instead of being an open, loving person who's not perfect but has goodwill for people. And so they study evil. They study ways to oppress people. And they think we're fools because we don't do that because we're God-fearing. They don't have a connection to God, so they don't spiritually, when they even think about something evil, have that recoiling, which is a fear of God, not a fear of man. And this is very important because criminology shows this, the research shows this. I've interviewed, as many of you have heard, the top psychiatrist and psychologist for serial killers, you name it. The more evil you are, the more programmed. There's only maybe 20 different types of evil people. And it's beyond the tabletop psychology or pop psychology you see. It's the real criminology. And people that are into it are shook up because if you were an atheist before, you become a religious person very, very quickly because you realize you're facing a program. You're facing something that people are manifesting that's shining through them. It's like mob psychology is proven. Everybody's happy at a big party. Everything's good. Stuff starts going bad. It gets real negative. But it's not just the behavior. It's a spiritual transmission. It's a internet of minds that is transmitting. And the globalists know about this and spend all their time trying to manipulate that for their own personal power instead of empowering everybody and then themselves rising. And that's the difference between a follower of God and a follower of Satan. Satan wants it all. Satan doesn't want free will. And so Satan is a delusional narcissist, borderline personality disorder, psychotic, who can't even imagine what it's like to be in the real world inside the utopia that is God's mind. You've already been delivered. You've already been successful. You already have the keys of the kingdom. You already understand it. The psychopath, the devil worshiper, thinks that you're weak because you don't want to tear people apart. And then they can never understand, once good people finally come after them, what's happening. You're supposed to be afraid of me. You're supposed to know. I'm supposed to rule you. No, you are only the test to keep the people faithful. Now, that said, there's a manifestation happening in a big way where Hollywood is admitting it's satanic. Hollywood is admitting it's pedophilic. They're having major newspapers in the UK say, here's sex manuals, they have sex with kids. The biggest paper in London, the Metro. That's their attempt when we expose them to go, okay, normalize, we're not bad, let us do what we're doing. And that's why you see Chelsea Clinton tweeting the Church of Satan, how cool she thinks they are, how she likes them, and then retweeting them last week, and then saying, oh, I'm not a Satanist. Yeah, we've seen the spirit cooking email, sweetheart. Only a bug-eyed, slack-jawed, genetically fallen sack of garbage like you would want to believe me, sweetheart. You're spiritually ugly. We know why you're into Satanism. And I don't say that to be mean. I just want people to realize there's not power in the devil. There's enslavement and there's failure. So there's a powerful article that is at Hannity.com. You guys got me the Daily Beast, and that's great, but just I think I sent the clip to them. Maybe it didn't come through. But if you just type in this exact headline, it'll come up. Let me give that exact headline. It is Democrats blame the rise of Satanism on Donald Trump. Hell, I'll pull it up on my phone right here. And I know you're working on it. I'm saying I've got it right here in the text messages I sent. It's great. I asked for it. I just got a couple other ones. And they said, oh, the reason Satanism's exploding in the left and the reason all this is happening is Trump has made people so desperate they're turning to the devil. No, they already turned to the devil. And my point is that this is the type of crazy garbage that they're pushing. This is who they think we are. This is how dumb they think we are. And it goes on and on and on and on from there. So when you look at that and you think about that mindset and you think about people that are, and we'll have the article next segment for you. When you think about just how incredibly turned over to selfishness these people are, then it makes total sense when President Trump is doing all these amazing things and empowering the average person. They want you dependent, not independent. Then you understand the LA Times article. Let's put it up on screen. Thanks for finding it, crew. A new generation of L.A. Satanists finds community in blasphemous times. And it gets into how they believe they're turning themselves over to pure evil to counter the evil that is Trump. L.A. Times article suggests Trump is driving people into Satanism. Now, I see the news every day, and it tends to be the most beautiful women and the most handsome men who really get on this power trip about themselves, that they're supposed to be movie stars or they're supposed to be incredibly powerful. And then because you're a beautiful Hungarian woman and you're a handsome German man, but you didn't get the movie roles and you didn't get and it didn't happen, that you believe doesn't matter. Satan will love you when you enter hell. So the Daily Mail reports on a woman and her husband on their wedding honeymoon, slitting their wrists and committing suicide together in Spain last week, or it was Greece. I'm going from memory. You can pull that up. It's linked on Infowars.com. But the point is, you look at this young woman, and she's a beautiful young woman. He's a good-looking guy. And the power trip is so strong that they don't feel like they're cool, that somehow if they hurt themselves, that'll give them real power. Now, I'll give it to them. Normally, Satanists will kill a little kid to think, well, you get real power once you do these horrible things. At least to get the power, they kill themselves, which shows they weren't true Satanists. I think they had so much humanity in them that they didn't see that their humanity ordered them to kill themselves. And that's why you shouldn't dabble in Satanism, because your body, your subconscious, will order you to kill yourself. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy.
Late getting back for this segment because we've got CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, got mainstream dinosaur media on the control room, and I saw the weekend Fox show comparing Michael Wolff, who is literally the BuzzFeed of individual reporters. I mean, BuzzFeed has a long train of made-up stories and edited tapes and fraud. They've been sued and lost lawsuits. They're going bankrupt because of it. The PP gate, it just goes on. The stuff about me, just incredible horse manure. That's why I'm not worried about it. It's like, there's not much I'm actually embarrassed of in my life, and what have they not already made up? It just gets crazy. But they were comparing Michael Wolff to Dr. Evil. At least Dr. Evil goes out and actually takes people on. No, he doesn't look like Dr. Evil. There was one photo I saw on Friday morning on my phone of him actually smiling. You can't find Wolff anywhere. Somebody finds it, email it, because I couldn't find it again, to showtips@infowars.com. Nobody can find the author of this made-up book, this piece of garbage, this pile of garbage. Nobody can find a photo of me smiling. So I made the point, he looks like Brian Stelter's father. And I did this tongue-in-cheek piece about Brian Stelter runs your life, Brian Stelter wants to control you. But I said, I mean mainstream media, he's an archetype. Well, they edited it together and said that I literally say Brian Stelter runs your life, and Brian Stelter drinks your children's blood. I said he drinks your children's future. He pushes lies on the family, so he's drinking our children's blood. But if we could put the image up that I've seen of the two side-by-side, Stelter put out a tweet with his tiny CNN failed show and said, glad you put out a good photo of me. That was the whole point of the rant. Who in the hell that looks like somebody out of central casting as not a serial killer, and I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a child molester. He just looks like, in my mind, what a child molester looks like. I'm sure he's a great family guy and everything. Wolff looks like a slime ball in this photo. But, I mean, if I find the photo of him smiling, I mean, it's like hair on the back of your neck stands up. But let's not just say what they look like, because you can say I look like a child molester, okay? You can say Bugs Bunny looks like one, but do I look like one? Here, let's put my mugshot on Wikipedia, and let's say, do you look at that guy? What do you think that guy's going to do? I mean, who sits there? Pull Stelter back up for a moment for me. Because, again, if you're a radio listener, you're like, show me, yes. We're a radio/TV show. I was the first to do it going back, been on air 23 years, but going back 18 years ago, I began to not just simulcast a webcam, I began to simulcast video or tapes of what I did so people could see what I was saying. If someone doesn't know, and this is a powerful image, but if you just kind of back it out where it's the head as well, because he's known to shave his head just to look old. This is what a joke he is. Can you imagine actually smiling like this and thinking it makes you look credible? For TV viewers, here it is. I mean, it's the Joker. But that's what I've learned about sociopaths, psychopaths, and globalists, is they always go, I can't even make the face Wolff does. Let me try to make it. And they'll use it against me because it's disingenuous. But I have to really get the spirit. See, I hate America, hate freedom, love to lie. I have a real low self-esteem level. I'm a piece of garbage. But I want to prove to everybody I've got the big wave. So let me just try. I can't even do it. Just like, I cannot. These are the creepiest damn people. I would not. If my waiter walked up and looked like this, I would leave. If they tried to sell me a car, I would run. If I was a woman and somebody walked up to me like Stelter, and I mean, imagine you're posing for your CNN photo and this is what you do. Look, imagine. Just, I'm Brian Stelter. Hello. Hope you're doing well tonight. He doesn't know how psychotic he looks. Maybe he does. I'm powerful. I am Brian Stelter. And maybe the executives above him look even more jack-o'-lantern face. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just my gut hates these guys. And then, of course, what flows out of their mouth, that's really a giant ass, the diarrhea that comes out of their asses, excuse me, I'm trying to stop. I just have to be honest. Well, the filth, the froth that comes out of their mouth is just unbelievable. I had some really heavy stuff I was going to cover, and I've got stacks of news here. It just comes down to this fundamental thing that, can you imagine being the type of globalist tart that Stelter is, that he literally posed for publicity photos, and half of them he looks like a serial killer mugshot. Okay? I mean, if anybody, because I joke around sometimes and take photos that look creepy as a joke, and the media runs with them. Can you imagine, as your official publicity photo, putting this out. I can't even do it. It's like so fake. It's like a, you can trust me. Just let us run your kids. Let us have your families. Oh, the economy's not doing well, Trump. See, look at that. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm not just saying it. People ask why I'm after Stelter. He just is so evil looking. My soul has serious pain looking at him. There's only one other person that makes me more nauseous, and that's Hillary Clinton. But look at the entitlement, the surety. I've made it. I've been embraced on the black wings of the New World Order, and I'm here, and I'm going to rape your mind. And oh, God, it's so much fun. I'm going to be a good boy now. I've got really important, pertinent notes I wrote. I rarely write notes for the show, but I've got some important stuff I want to say in the next segment. And I've got a bunch of clips. We had a clock in here, but I heard that computer broke down. We're going to get it back someday. Can you got, what have we got, 3 minutes to break? I want to play one more clip here just to be positive and look at somebody that comes off as genuine like the president, and that's somebody I've always liked that we now learn was the true brain of Bannon that Brandon took credit for, the guy that actually wrote all the stuff that Trump added to. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't Trump, but it was Trump resonates with Stephen Miller. And so since you guys are telling me how long do I have? 2 minutes. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and play White House aide Stephen Miller calls Bannon's comments grotesque. Here it is.
President Trump and the White House have been calling the Russia investigation a witch hunt and a nothing burger. But obviously, in this new Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, Bannon offered a different take on the Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and these other officials, including a Russian lawyer. He called it treasonous and unpatriotic. And he said that, quote, the chance that Don Jr. did not walk these Jamos up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. Did President Trump meet with any of the so-called...
I'm going to come back from break and play this all, but no one's even from Mueller ever said that. And that's the thing. I should have started the show with this. I said back when this all broke on Wednesday or Thursday, it seems like a lifetime ago, I said, why is it Bannon saying he's misquoted by a known charlatan? And why isn't he doing anything? This shows he's behind it. He never even walked back the clips. He apologized today and said, I'm sorry it was taken wrong. I think these people are all great. It's exactly what you'd do if you were a charlatan, which is what we already know, which is what we know about the leaking and everything else. But, again, it is grotesque to be brought into something and then the whole time be leaking to the media, acting like you're not doing it, and then pose to everybody. I'm just so glad a few months ago, 3-4 months ago, whatever it was, whenever Bannon wanted me to toady up to New York and come into a meeting with him, that I didn't go. Roger Stone was happy to go. I sent him. And Roger's a nice guy and has not told anybody what went on in the meeting, but I'm so sick of being holding confidence. Man, he just said, let's just say this, Roger Stone's never liked Bannon, which makes it worse because Stone and I smoked a lot of Bannon's BS dope. And I don't mean cannabis. I mean his Bravo Sierra. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I want to plow into all of this, then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. We're about to get into some hard news here, but it was the crew that pointed this out, and that's how the zeitgeist works. I saw this last night, this morning, doing research into a bunch of different issues, that Jared Fogle, the former Subway guy, the convicted pedophile, listeners noticed that when I kept showing him, and I didn't know this was a meme already online, creepy Jared Fogle, creepy Brian Stelter, creepy Joe Biden, that the guys look like they could be brothers, very, very close. And again, I'm not saying anything about Brian Stelter as a yellow journalist, a globalist, in my view, a fraud. I'm just saying, why do these people all look the same? Can we put Michael Wolff up on screen? Let's put old Wolf up. Again, I found one photo Friday morning of Wolf smiling, and no one can find it. But just, it's a self-assuredness, a pleasure, an enjoyment about them. And everything that comes out of them is a fraud. So, let's put up my mugshot. I don't normally put out things that aren't true on purpose. But when I do put out things that aren't exactly right, well, it wasn't wrong. I was asking the question. About a week and a half ago, I took the mugshot photo, or the, I guess, passport photo, to go to Russia. I mean, I've been here and I worked for Russia for 3 years and congressional hearings and all, and it's all falling apart and it's not true. I've never been to Russia. I've never been to Eastern Europe yet. I've been to Europe many times. So I thought, okay, well, let's get a visa. But like, any other country other than the U.S. You got to go months before and get a visa, and they want me to go on national TV and speak to universities and a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to go promote Americana and free market over there. You know, 30 years ago, the CIA would have paid me to do it, but now it's called treason. So it was crazy. I without even looking, I saw when I typed my name into Google to do a search to see what the latest hit piece was, because I monitored every few hours. I saw my image from what I'd taken as the shot here in the office going down to the Russian embassy in Houston. And I was like, how is my passport photo for a Russian visa? How is that on Wikipedia? And then they went, Alex, you don't know how to read Wikipedia, the crew told me. It's Michael Zimmerman, one of our great video editors and researchers, is going to go to Russia with us. He went and helped, you know, put in the stuff for the visas. He thought there'd be a better photo for you on Wikipedia. He did it. So I had tweeted out last night, this is weird. A week ago or so, we took this photo for me to go to Russia, and then now it's on Wikipedia, and now I know why. So it's an authorized photo. But that's an example of the left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing. But let's just put me back up on screen. Let's just look. I mean, let's be honest. If you're a radio listener, you obviously can't see it. Infowars.com/show. Does that guy look like he wants to screw you over? Or does that guy look like he wants to break people's necks and screw people over? And the reason I raise that is there's a bunch of studies on this, but a big one came out last week out of the Journal of Science and several others, but one last week where within an hour to 2 hours of you being infected by a bacteria, where they did this in the studies, or a virus, it's not even replicating, it hasn't even spread yet, almost 100% of the time, respondents at universities could tell you were sick just by looking at a photo taken between an hour and 2 hours after you were infected. Now, isn't that amazing? It's like I said last week. Trump has this famous quote where he says, the deepest thing I ever did was learn to be shallow. Used to, I'd sit there and overanalyze stuff. Now I learned to just call it my first approximation. So let's put Brian Stelter back up if we can. Let's put Michael Wolff back up. Not just their history of lies and BS and disinfo, but look at that guy. If you walked into a friend's house and there was a party and a dude walked up and smiled at you like that, I personally would go to my friend and say, who the hell is this? I mean, if I look at the convicted pedophile that is the former head of the former spokesperson for Subway, who's in prison enjoying a footlong right now. If I looked at that, I would say, holy Toledo, run, don't walk. But see, I'm not saying, and I don't believe Stelter is a convicted pedophile like this guy. It's a spirit of a predator is what I'm saying. And at a gut level now, I'm learning at 43, about to be 44, to do something. When I was like 15, I never followed my gut. When I was 20, I followed it sometimes. When I was 30, I followed it a third of the time. When I was 35, maybe half the time. I'm now becoming a person completely run by my gut. I go off research, I cover it, but what's happened is, and it's actually incredibly empowering. It's the greatest thing in my life. I am totally turning myself over to my spirit. We call it the gut, but it's the great collective. It's your individual connection to the great collective. See, globalists say, be a collective, think what we want. No. You're an individual that plugs into the collective, and not just currently alive people. It's been proven you're plugging in electrochemically to a compressed, just like there is with software or music or files. You're dialing into compressed knowledge. And what's crazy about human knowledge is evil people get the first layer and then use it to control people. They don't know that only people that are truly committed to the spirit deep dive. And I'm not trying to get metaphysical here. I can't help it. I am deep diving so much now into my ancestry, into who I am, into what I stand for. And I love you so much. I love black people so much. I love Hispanics. I love white people. We're all mongrels. We're all from this. I just love you so much. And I just want to succeed. It is so empowering that I don't even fear anything now except failure of our species. I love my children more than anything. And I love them so much that I have to not let them be used as pawns in this. I have to not let the enemy use them as a threat against me. I have to do some some strong things. And I'm proud of it. So, because they don't have any future if we don't beat this. We're all in this together. We're all going down together. And it's all being manifested. My God, they're in hundreds of publications a day now. New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, saying we are devil worshipers. We are going to kill you, everybody. And they're doing that because they're scared. They've been creeping around, and now they're exposed. And I am just so honored to be here with you, as impure as any of us are, standing against this. Because this is what it's all about. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, our entire future is on the line. Our children are on the line. And I don't care where you come from or who you are or what you do. It isn't about left wing. It's not about right wing. It's about humanity, and it's about coming together. And I just want you to know that you got to go with your spirit. And we already got to go to break, and I haven't played this clip yet. Let's go out to break since I cut it off with the Stephen Miller clip where he talks about Bannon. And it isn't about Bannon. It's about betrayal. And it's about now knowing who did leak everything. And I even knew 6 months ago, and I chose to try to ignore it to be the big guy. But sometimes you can't be, it's not even pure. You think you're being pure staying out of it because everybody else jumps into it. But what the real purity is gauging when you've got to be involved, when you're not involved, and realizing sometimes the enemy's in our camp, which everybody knows. You're like, Alex, tell us something we don't know. I know that. I know that. It doesn't shake me up. Because I could take one look at Stephen Bannon and see that he was a self-centered globalist Hollywood takeover operation of Breitbart. They thought they could take that over from what Drudge and Breitbart created and lead the movement. And Trump just took it in so he could analyze what it was doing and then flush it out. And makes me sick, though. But I know that I'm going to deliver. Just like Trump's delivering on the economy and delivering his political correctness and delivering for the veterans and delivering with our sovereignty, he is dynamiting at every level what they push and what they've done. So I'm going to come back and play those clips, and then we probably should open the phones up. It's just I wrote all these notes today I wanted to get into as well. I'll try to get into some of those. But what hit me the strongest today as I was driving to work at like noon, what hit me like a pole axe, like a ton of bricks, like a lead pipe, was we're right. The globalists really are as bad as we say they are. And they really are out to get us. And they really are fallen. There really is a devil. There really is a God. We really are on a planet. And it's all up to us. And it's so real. And then the movies and the Hollywood and the NFL and people posing on red carpets don't mean anything anymore. What matters is getting yourself lined up with God. That's the greatest treasure you could ever imagine. Stay with us, hour number two. Straight ahead. Please spread the live links. That's an act of rebellion.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.